Working out of their own small boats, the observers monitored many individual gill netters in the area last summer as they set their nets and hauled in salmon. The Alaska Marine Mammal Observer Program is a federal requirement aimed at recording interactions between the commercial fisheries and marine mammals like whales and sea lions. Bridget Mansfield is program manager with the National Marine Fisheries Service.
The fishermen were very cooperative, and the observers were adaptive out on the water. And I think that things went surprisingly smoothly, given the complex nature of the fishery.
13 observers and 2 coordinators hired by the contracting company Saltwater operated 11 different observer vessels watching the gill netters in Districts 6 and 8 along with Anita Bay. The area includes a portion of Frederick Sound as well as Clarence and Sumner Straits. Mansfield says the program sought to cover 7% of the fishing effort.
We think we met our coverage target. We're still crunching the data on that. But we ended up with about 370 to 380 observer days.
Mansfield says the federal agency has not yet compiled its information, including some observed encounters between the fishing fleet and humpback whales and Dall's porpoises, among other animals.
Well, we weren't expecting a lot of interactions, but we did observe a few. This winter we'll be analyzing the data, and we're hoping to have a draft report, interim report out next spring sometime, where we will have extrapolated the observed takes to an estimated number of takes based on our coverage versus the entire fishing effort.
NIMS is hoping to come up with estimates of the incidental takes that involve any injury or mortality of a marine mammal or seabird. They'll also check reliability of fishing reports and hope to identify possible changes in fishing methods to safeguard marine mammals. They also hope to record the amount of bycatch and discards in the fishery. Some fishing fleet members say in general the program went better than they expected. Boats were selected randomly, and some ended up getting picked more than once. Fisherman Mark Hofstad says he was observed 4 times last season.
Well, I mean, it was relatively painless. Watching guys sit in the skiff and watch a fish, you know, it was just, very little interaction with the actual observers.
Hofstad says the biggest pain was answering the observers' questions before fishing and answering that same list of questions each time. He understands the government is required to observe marine mammal impacts, but wondered about some of the questions they asked.
I just don't agree with a lot of what they're doing. You know, they're supposed to observe our interaction with mammals, which is fine. So, you know, there's just so many questions that I don't understand. Like, they want to know how many fish I caught after each set of my net. It's like, well, what does that have to do with my interaction with mammals? You know, there's a lot of questions like that. It just seems like they don't pertain to what they're doing.
The selected boats were observed for one day of an opening at a time. Fleet members had several ways to link up with their scheduled observer boats on the fishing grounds. One of the more successful ways was the Spot Locator Beacon, a GPS device. Petersburg gillnetter Max Warhatch says that method worked for him during one day of observation in September.
And they finally showed up. I saw them bombing around looking for me. And I had one of those little spot locator things that they give you. And I kept, you know, hitting that so they could find me. And they finally did, and it went fine. It was nothing, wasn't too obtrusive. That I didn't have any, you know, they didn't get in the way at any point or time.
Warhatch does not see the need for a second year of the program in Districts 6 and 8.
We have 3 other areas that are going to be observed in Southeast Alaska, and they're all slated for 2 years. Every other area in the state that had to get observed for the AMOP program only got 2 years total, with bigger fleets and just as big areas, and so I'd like to see it cut back.
However, the National Marine Fisheries Service's Mansfield expects the program will look similar for 2013.
I mean, we are reviewing both our operations and our results this winter, and we're looking toward, you know, making improvements. I think there will probably be some tweaks here and there. In particular, we want to make sure that the observers are safe out there and that they are operating safely around the fishing boats. So we're also listening to the fishermen and the fleet and, you know, suggestions that they may have for how to improve things.
2013 will be the last year for Districts 6 and 8 in Anita Bay, but the Observer program will move on to another part of Southeast Alaska the following year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.